Warning! What follows is a story of monsters, madness, and mayhem! I'm Nick, and soon enough, you'll hear Zach. Welcome to In Feared, a barely educational podcast about global folklore that aims to enlighten, entertain, and expand your world! And in honor of this very special time of year, we've chosen to revisit a podcast favorite character, a favorite topic. We're introducing a Ghosts of Christmas Past edition of Weird and Feared. And with his resurgence in our Spooky Time Battle Royale Tournament Championship of the World, it only felt appropriate for us to revisit an episode from our very first year of recording featuring everybody's favorite, Santa Odin, Odin Claus. All right, guys. It's time to get spooky. Let's go.
Rolling? Are we live? Live mics?
Yep. Hey. Hot mics.
Hot mics. Yeah. But anyways, yeah, welcome to Weird and Feared, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Are we going to get weird tonight?
Oh, it's going
to
get weird.
Oh, man, that's what I like to hear. So how are we, you tell me.
Yeah, tonight we're gonna talk about Christmas to start.
Ah, Christmas. Is Christmas this week?
It's coming up, yeah.
Ah, man, it's right around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
That little sassy Christmas corner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we're going to start with Christmas.
Nice.
And we're going to...
Oh!
We'll see where that takes us a little bit.
Oh, Christmas,
here.
Is this the beginning of the journey?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Uh-huh.
Are we going to deck the halls?
Oh, we're... they're getting... Something's happening.
I was going to say something else is probably getting decked.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Maybe it'll be me.
Yeah, so... We all know Christmas, you know, how it is now.
We know Christmas.
Yeah, you know, all the fun stuff.
Yeah.
Presents.
Presents, consumerism, Santa.
Yeah.
Public, mm-hmm. You know, wars on Christmas and
yeah.
Happy stuff and stockings and treats.
Yeah, and...
That's how I would sum up Christmas.
And you can go with the Christian Christmas stuff.
You can.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jesus.
Yep.
It's his birth.
Yeah, definitely.
You know what I like to tell people? I like to brag that my birthday is in the same month as Jesus's. Is what I like to.
Oh yeah, yeah.
It makes me feel just a little bit cooler.
Yeah.
Because you know it's probably the accurate date of his birth, so that's fine. It's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm pumped.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
We're gonna hit some right, Christmas
man.
Stuff here.
All right, let's do it.
Yeah. So we know the Christian side of Christmas, Jesus' birthday. Manger, all yeah. That fun stuff. Mm-hmm. But
Mary, Joseph.
Yeah.
Very loyal man, that Joseph.
But prior to Christianity.
Oh, man. The pre-Christian times.
Oh, yeah.
Literally B.C.
Oh, yeah. we're going to talk about Yule. A little bit about Yule here.
Okay. As a holiday?
It was,
as an event? You tell me.
Pre-Christianity, okay. It was the holiday. It was known as a midwinter festival.
Okay.
Based around the winter solstice.
Oh, it's a good day.
Yeah, it is. And there's a lot to do about it. I'm just going to touch on it.
No,
you know, a little bit here.
Do you know what I like doing this podcast?
Mm-hmm.
Touching stuff.
Yeah. I mean, there's so many ways this can go.
I can't wait.
That we just got to... Yeah, so Midwinter yeah. Festival, Yule.
Okay, Yule, yeah.
Uh-huh, and that was the Germanic festival, Germanic area, like Austria, modern-day Germany, uh-huh. That kind of
yeah.
Area
oh,
up
yeah.
Through there. And then there was also the Anglo-Saxon
Saxons?
Festival. It was right around the same time of the year.
Okay.
And that one was called Modranicht.
Could you say that again?
Modranicht?
Okay. Ooh, there's a little bit of a German flair to that.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's good.
It sounds like it, but yeah. it translates to the Night of Mothers.
Oh, interesting.
I can't really find a whole lot on it, but It typically took place on what is now modern day Christmas Eve.
Okay.
And from the few things I did find on it, tend to be a little bit of human sacrifice involved.
Oh, Merry Christmas.
Just a little bit, you know.
Oh, man, ripping off. Skin was just wrapping paper back then.
Yeah, and it seemed to have to do with fertility rituals and stuff like that.
That makes sense. You know, let's celebrate life and birth by sacrificing a human.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't necessarily make sense, but...
Only to our modern brains. Right. Back then, it's like, yeah, of course!
Right, you know, different times, different places.
I mean, we gotta celebrate life. Let's fucking kill this guy. Okay.
Huh?
Is your wife fertile? We gotta fucking kill George.
Yeah.
Let's strip him down. Cut him up.
Yeah. And now she's fertile.
Yes, duh. So now, like, I can... Now, yeah. Uh-huh. Again, happy... I don't know what that word you said it was again.
Modernicht.
Modernicht.
There was another word for it too. I just don't. That's the one I wrote down.
Yeah, it should roughly translate to party time.
Yeah,
it doesn't. But...
Well, hold
okay,
on.
All right,
we'll get
sorry.
There.
All right, sorry.
Because you're going to bring me to the. With that, we're going to go to the Norse tradition, which is called Yule, which, from what I can tell, is. Very similar to Yule, and
sure.
Directly related.
Sure.
Yeah. But that was a party.
Continue.
It lasted 3 nights.
Yes.
Starting on the winter solstice. So.
Wow. So
that'd bring you right up to Christmas Eve.
Oh my God.
But. All right.
No, go ahead. You want me to say something? Or what?
If you guys.
I do. Yeah. I do.
What are your thoughts on this?
We've only gotten started, but I kind of want to just talk about how maybe what's wrong with a little bit of nostalgia for the Norse times? Like, we should bring stuff back. Oh. I'm not self-centered. I'm not saying it would begin on my birthday and end with Christmas. I kind of do that anyways.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying if I can welcome everybody in, that would be pretty amazing.
Yeah. So. I mean, it's a good party, too.
Yeah.
Like, okay, what do we do? I'll tell you a little bit about this party.
Please do.
So it lasted 3 nights.
Okay.
And it was required at this festival that every member partook in the drinking of ale.
Ooh, ale.
Yeah, which we all know. Well, and, we do, at least.
And love.
Yeah, we know and love.
Know and love.
Yeah, so it would be this festival where everyone would come to the temple... or whatever temple was in the area.
Yeah.
And they were to bring along with them enough food that they needed to eat and feast upon while this festival lasted.
God, I bet it was a lot.
I mean, you're drinking, partying for 3 days straight.
Damn it.
Yeah. So they would also bring all sorts of livestock and horses, all that stuff.
Uh-huh.
And they were sacrificed.
Jesus, murder party.
Well, yeah. So,
but you eat it, though.
Oh, yeah, they did eat it.
Nice.
And they ate all the meat. It was cooked.
Yeah, they did.
And all the blood was collected from all these beasts.
Excuse me?
Oh, yeah. They would pass around like a vessel of some sort and collect the blood.
Okay.
And then it would be blessed by the host, who is typically like a chieftain.
The holy dude, main leader type guy.
Yep.
Okay.
And then they would use sprigs, like small branches.
Okay.
And they would dip it in the blood.
So we're nacho cheese dipping sticks in the blood.
Yeah, basically.
Okay.
And so like all these people are partying, drinking, and you got people going around dipping branches in blood and spraying people.
What?
Yeah, like just kind of flicking it, like blessing.
Oh.
So the people
there
were to be smeared with blood and pedestals and idols in the temple. It was just kind of...
Well, it's like, we got all this blood, let's fucking use it.
Yeah.
Have you ever had a water gun fight?
Well,
maybe you should have a stick blood fight.
Yeah. Yeah, but so like the food was eaten. It was customary to have fires lit in the middle of the temple floor and they would cook the meat over it and the... vessel with all the blood would be passed around. I don't know. It's pretty ritualistic stuff.
It sounds chaotic, but I'm sure it was like organized down to like a science, like the rituals, like do this here, do that here.
Right. Yeah.
Throw blood in this chick's face. Eat this cow leg.
Mm-hmm.
Blessed be our
So once all the revelry were done there, we're going to get to the blessed be.
Okay.
Whom?
Oh, whom we bless him?
Whom? So there was traditionally three toasts.
Okay.
The third one, least important.
Okay.
In my book.
Sure.
Probably not in their book, but it was to the king or the temple and that kind of stuff. Second was...
That's like your bureaucratic stuff. Like, you know,
thanks for having us over. Yeah, it's been fun.
Yeah, it's like, thanks for Jimmy in the back for letting us into his, you know...
Thanks for the cows.
Temple, yeah. Thanks. I don't know any... I'd make up Norse names to talk to you. Thanks, Johnny, for this, for your cattle and your oxen and...
Yeah.
And Susie, that chicken's tasting real good.
Mm-hmm.
Gonna spray with its blood in a second. Get ready. Okay.
Yeah, and then, so the second... Second toast was typically to Njord or Freya, which
go on.
I might have, you know, butchered those, but
that's fine.
They were for the goddess of, like, for good harvests and peace. So, you know, going back to maybe some fertility stuff there with
the other tradition. Still a little fertility.
Maybe a little bit.
Plus, all these cultures are totally, like, when the seasons change, they get real excited. It's a real big deal. It's a beginning, end of an old thing, beginning of a new thing. Let's all get excited.
Yeah.
They love that stuff.
Yeah, but the first toast was, I mean, this is a game changer right here.
Okay, let's change this game.
First toast was to Odin.
Of course it was. Who else would it be to?
Oh, yeah, you know.
He's the All-Father.
He is the All-Father.
Hell yeah.
Which brings me to my next point.
Okay.
We're going to talk about Santa Claus.
Let's go, Santa! Ho, ho, ho,
ho, ho, ho,
ho, Odin, ho, 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 Odin.
So, turns out,
yeah,
Santa Claus might be Odin.
Good.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Right?
Guess what? Plot twist.
Uh-huh. So, yeah. Right.
Little cobra toast. There we go.
Boom. Yep.
I mean, you're going to tell me, but already my brain is piecing together all the puzzles.
Oh, man. When I started, I never thought of it.
But it then, makes all the sense in the world,
but then just
right?
reading it and just going down that wormhole,
yeah.
I was just like, holy shit.
Jesus Christ.
No.
I want this to be a comic.
Thor.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I was just saying. Well, that means Thor is the son of Santa.
Yeah.
That means he's Thor Claus.
Yeah.
He's Santa's son. Not Odin's son, he's Santa's son.
Yeah.
Claus-son.
Klaus.
That sounds like a pickle. Yeah, it's not good.
That is a pickle.
It's not good. No, it's just Santa-son.
We'll go
better.
To that Santa-son.
Yeah, Santa-son. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Anyways, Odin could be Santa. Oh my God, now I'm picturing Santa with an eye patch.
Yeah.
Ah!
Right, but that's like the only difference you really need to kind of throw in there, if you think
right.
about it.
Yeah. I mean.
As far as I know, Santa's always had two eyes in the depictions I've ever seen.
But that
seen.
Could be fucking the modern spin machine making Santa less of a badass.
It could be.
He's just your domestic dude, lives in the North Pole, hangs out with the elves.
Yeah.
He's got a bunch of, I don't know. I can only imagine Odin's reindeer steed.
And so elves are kind of a common thing in Norse mythology.
They're all over the place.
Right. I mean, they're everywhere, but if we're sticking with the whole Santa Claus thing, talking about Odin, got some elves in there.
Yeah. What kind of role, would they just do, like, the standard elf role as far as Norse mythology goes? Like, little guys doing, you know, capable of magical things?
I believe elves were... I could be wrong on this because I haven't read on this in a while.
No, it's okay. I might be digging.
But the elves were, I think, a different race entirely.
Okay.
And kind of... what's the word for it?
I don't know. Like,
foreign is the best word for
just
it, I think.
Non...
From what I remember.
Okay. Okay. Again, my brain, the gears are just clicking and turning, manipulating to try and just make the most amazing story happen inside my head.
Yeah, and it should because, so going back to the Yule or Yule, whichever one you want to go with here.
Isn't it amazing how like you can read all these traditions and like there's always a common theme. There's always a common denominator.
Mm-hmm.
Like humans think, we think the same. We have the same, like this is cool, right? Hell yeah, it is.
Yeah. And so the Yule, there's like something, I don't want to get too far into it because, but it was, there's something called the Wild Hunt. And it's Odin is supposed to lead this wild hunt and it's supposed to be right around the Christmas time. And it's him essentially flying through the sky.
Oh, man. Keep going.
So.
Keep going.
So.
You're going to change Christmas for me.
Oh, this is why I was so excited today.
Wild Hunt.
Uh-huh. And so the Wild Hunt.
Uh-huh.
Odin's horse is Sleipnir. It's an eight-legged steed.
Oh.
Eight legs, eight reindeer. I'm just throwing stuff out
there. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Man, I want to flip my table, but all this our stuff's on it.
Yeah, so don't do that. But also, during Yule, it was said that the Wild Hunt, Odin's flying around on his magical steed.
Yes, he is.
And you know what he enters people's homes through?
Don't tell me.
You
what
know
he,
what
does
is.
He do?
You know what it is.
Does he?
He goes in through the chimney.
Oh, Odin!
Yeah.
You sneaky fuck!
Uh-huh. It's so Odin's flying around, showing up, doling out some gifts.
No.
Yeah.
The whole deal, he's giving out presents?
Yeah, I didn't get too far into that because then...
You don't have to.
No, because it kind of says it all itself. So... And this is just the beginning. I'm gonna eventually work away from Odin here.
No, but Zach, now I want a whole thing.
Yeah.
I want a whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
I want a whole story. I want Odin as Santa. I want his eight-legged steed. Maybe there's some wicked battle where the steed gets severed into like eight beings of like different like steed horcruxes. So then he has to form them together from a bunch of reindeer. And who knows? Maybe the sleigh is made of like the bones of his enemies or something. I mean, we're just going wild.
I mean, Odin.
This is
God of War, right?
He is the God of War.
He's a god of a lot of things, but we're talking about the God of War coming in, just handing out gifts. He's just hanging out. Christmas time.
God damn.
I mean,
isn't that fantastic? I mean,
how pumped would you be if Odin showed up in your house?
Ecstatic. I'd be like, oh, big O.
Mm-hmm.
Odin claws. Hey,
Odin
what's up?
Claws.
It sounds way more foreign when you say throw Odin over Santa instead of Santa, like Odin Claws. Like, yeah, real foreign. This guy is real serious.
Yeah.
All right.
So before we finish up on Odin here.
Sure.
Which we might get back to him in a little bit.
Does Odin ever really go away?
No, he's the All-Father.
Oh, he's the All-Father. He's the father of all.
Mm-hmm. But part of this stuff comes from one of his names is Yolnir, which is that Yol or Yule. So
it's all connected.
Mm-hmm. And then we're going to jump forward in the timeline a little bit.
Oh, okay.
We're going to talk about Father Christmas.
Go on.
Yeah.
So Father Christmas, that means Christ is a thing.
Yes.
Okay.
And this is more Anglo-Saxon. I didn't write the years down. I want to say 1100s, maybe. Or 11th century, possibly.
Goddamn Saxons.
Yeah. And so, he's still... we're not getting away from Odin. I lied.
Ghost!
he's pretty similar to Odin.
I mean, come on, man. Santa, you've seen Odin, don't you? I mean, even if you just want to be shitty and be like, Marvel movies. Look at how they... I mean, come on, man. Mm-hmm. Anthony Hopkins, Santa Claus, that's the movie I want now. Anthony Hopkins as Owen Santa Claus. Make it part of the Marvel fucking universe. Who gives a shit? Who cares?
Oh, I want that now.
Oh my God. Everybody's been fucking dusted. What if Thanos gets defeated when fucking Santa comes back? Well, and he's like,
isn't there that new movie with, it's a Christmas one with Kurt Russell?
Yeah, I can't wait to see it. He's basically Odin.
I mean, he's in the Marvel universe.
You have
so
the Marvel connection,
we can,
right.
We can, you know, get some sort of big headway here with...
This is so easy. This is so easy. And like in the last Thor movie... This is stupid. In the last Thor movie, Odin died, and that was a whole thing. But
in
the last Thor, he went away, and then Thor had to battle his sister. Mm-hmm. This is still mythology. Honestly, we can talk about Thor in Marvel Universe. It's still on topic for this podcast. I know.
Thor...
go ahead.
Marvel Thor in that universe is a little different than the standard Norse mythology.
He is.
And I got more to talk about that, and we can hit that when we get to it.
Okay.
This is full of Norse mythology.
Okay. Beautiful.
Which is fantastic.
I just want to, as a shout out to this podcast continuing into the future and going on, humans come up with some cool shit to base their lives around.
Yeah. This is fucking awesome.
Uh-huh.
Goddamn. But that's all they were doing back in the day. It's like watching a movie. It's like, because you want to tell stories. It's like, this is my story.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, guess what? It's also my religion. Oh, my God. Well, this is wild.
Yeah.
What if we just start? Yep. Well, I'm going to, you know what? I'm a little, my life's feeling a little sticky right now. I'm kind of all stuck in my problems. I'm going to pray to St. Peter Parker. I'm going to pray to Spider.
And I, the man spider.
Hopefully I can invoke his webs to untangle my life.
Yeah.
But that's what they were doing.
Yeah. I mean, it was, you know, like we said when we started, different times, different places.
So many, again, no television. So,
I mean, entertainment is like one of those things that everybody needs. So,
right. I could sit in this corner, will this stick, or I'm going to invent a whole religion about this badass
guy. I mean, here we
are
talking about,
I know,
Odin being Santa Claus.
God damn it.
Yeah.
You do not want to read my Odin Sandin fan fiction. That will be coming.
I do.
All right, well, maybe that's what's coming next.
So Father Christmas, though.
Yes, anyways, yes, Father Christmas.
So he is...
Christians are a thing.
Yeah, so that's become a thing. And, you know, they kind of got rid of some of the sacrifices.
Oh, it's that PC culture, toning it down.
But yeah, it's still Father Christmas, still obviously associated with Christmas time here.
Absolutely.
And he typified the goodwill and happiness or good cheer and all that stuff, which, you know, those people around the Yule time were probably drunk.
They were so drunk.
And having a blast because they're doing everything they wanted to be doing. And, you know.
Well, and just think about their day-to-day lives. How miserable was it? How dreary was it?
Right. So you look forward to that three-day party every year.
It's like, this is what I am doing.
Yeah.
And it's honestly, it's probably been like 2 weeks since the last three-day party.
Yeah.
But you, those, that Fortnite, that, not Fortnite. Well, maybe Fortnite. 2 weeks, that's Fortnite.
I think it's, 20 days.
Sure, whatever. But that distance of time.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
You're just hyping up the party.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and if you look at Father Christmas, even his, like, old depictions and stuff, he's pretty similar to Odin, like I was getting at. He has typically both eyes, which is not an Odin thing.
No.
But other than that, his suit, Odin was typically depicted with blue.
Okay.
And, like, stuff like that. And Father Christmas, though, green.
Okay.
So, we're still not quite to the red of Santa Claus yet.
No, but we're getting there.
We're working our way up, though. And, yeah, so, good cheer, holiday fun, all that stuff, Father Christmas. But then, Christians took it up a notch.
Don't they always?
Mm-hmm.
It's never enough for those Christians.
With St. Nicholas.
Interesting.
Which, St. Nicholas is an interesting character.
Got a certain attachment to him.
Yeah. I can see that.
That's, you know, it might be real obvious.
So,
you know,
St. Nicholas, he is more typically known with Santa Claus nowadays. Because the Christian church has been around for so much time.
It has.
And, you know, it's there. It's doing stuff.
It really is.
All right, so St. Nicholas.
Yeah.
Gift giver.
Yeah.
He's most notably known for giving gifts that kept girls from prostitution. So just think about that.
Hello.
For a second. Yeah, just think about it for a second.
So he's
a good guy.
He's trying to. He's giving them presents.
Yeah.
Giving them gifts.
Yeah.
He's like, hey, maybe you should play with this doll instead of fucking George for money.
Hold on.
Okay.
Let me fill in some blanks here before our imaginations run too wild.
Well, guess what? I'm going 80.
So the story is that St. Nicholas, it was commonly believed that he was Greek, but I think he was in Turkey when he became kind of a saint. He was a bishop, I believe. You'd think I would have wrote things like that down, but I didn't.
No, go for it. You're fine.
But so he was known for... There was a poor man in town.
Ooh.
And he had three daughters.
Okay.
And he couldn't afford to pay their dowries, which was a thing years ago where the father of a woman had to pay to basically have someone marry her.
You know what? Humans are awful beings. We're real shitty.
No, we don't want to touch on that.
We're the fucking worst.
But so Saint Nicholas, fucking being the good humans. Guy he was.
And honestly, what makes anyways? What qualifies as a good guy in this time period? Well, you're about to tell me.
So Saint Nicholas, trying to do the right thing, be a good guy.
Yeah.
Heard about this guy's plight, and so he, I don't know where he got the money from.
Oh, Nicholas.
But ways. Night one.
Okay.
Drops gold through the guy's window.
Jesus.
Pouch of it.
Yeah. Was it open? Did he break it?
Well, the paintings I saw of this, because I did do my due diligence.
That makes me so happy.
Were him, like, reaching up through, like, one, like up near the chimney area.
Okay.
But it was like a vent almost.
Okay. So.
Because they didn't have a chimney on, like, the paintings, but it was at the high point of a house, you know?
So it's like an old chimney.
Yeah.
It's a chimney.
Yeah. And he would drop the sack of gold in there.
Gifts from the sky.
Mm-hmm. So then, night two.
Mm-hmm.
Another bag of gold.
Okay.
Second daughter's dowry.
Okay.
Three nights in a row.
Nice.
He dropped enough dowry down there.
Nice.
Or a gift down the chimney
cool.
area.
Cool.
Yeah, so, he was being a good guy.
I got one question.
Yeah.
Like, did Nick have nothing else to do? He couldn't drop it all one night?
I don't know. There's a lot of questions. Where did he get the money?
Well, maybe he took each day to get the gold, and he's like, all right, okay.
Yeah, I got a lot of questions, but I don't want to touch on that.
That's fine. I just want to throw them out there.
But,
they don't need answers.
So, again, though, I'm going to throw out some symbology, maybe. Three nights.
Uh-huh.
21st, 22nd, 23rd.
Yeah.
All those nights.
Uh-huh.
Maybe. In that thing to Odin.
Yeah, that connects. That's literally the exact same Odin pattern that's been adapted to something else.
Mm-hmm. And, I mean, that's,
it's very
that's
relevant.
Been a thing.
It's very relevant.
But this is an important transition. All right. Okay. So, Saint Nick.
Yeah.
Good guy.
Great guy.
It's going to lead us to our, in Dutch, his name is Sinterklaas.
The fuck?
So, all of this evolution of Odin
uh-huh.
brings us to Santa Claus.
Santa, dude.
Because when the Dutch came mm-hmm. into America, it became Americanized, and Sinterklaas became Santa Claus.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, Odin... quite possibly Santa Claus.
You want to know something cool?
You want to worship Santa Claus now?
Well, I think I'm retroactively worshiping my whole life.
right?
My name is Nicholas. I'm born on the winter solstice. I just found out there's a 3-day holiday starting on the day of my birth that leads into Christmas. And then I went to the American Academy of Art for illustration, got my Bachelor's of Fine Arts
mm-hmm.
For my illustration degree. And Hayden Sunbloom was the main guy who popularized Santa Claus in all of his early illustrations for Coca-Cola. But so the hallways were littered with drawings and amazing paintings of Santa Claus.
Mm-hmm.
He's my guy.
Yeah, and that was kind of like my final point about Santa Claus.
Please do. Bring it home.
How we see him nowadays is, big beard. That's fine with Odin.
Like, Odin.
Yeah. So all that stuff kind of evolved out of that, but the real thing that nailed down the modern Santa Claus is the poem Night Before Christmas.
Yeah.
And the Coca-Cola commercials
uh-huh.
definitely, they took that and ran with it.
They did.
So, everyone recognizes that as Santa nowadays, but for hundreds or maybe even thousands of years before that, it was an evolution of... all sorts of crazy stuff.
The same
some fun stuff.
Yeah, the same consistent human ideas just keep... every generation just adds and adds, keeps things, changes things, shifts things.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty fantastic.
Yeah, I would agree.
Well, there's a few things we got to bring back. We got to bring back that 3-day party and Santa Claus with an eye patch.
And...
yeah.
We need to bring back the entire reason I found out all of these things about Santa Claus.
And what would that be?
Krampus.
Ah, oh, Krampus.
This is where I started.
Isn't that amazing?
And it took me so many routes.
Well, I already like where we've been.
Oh, I've thoroughly enjoyed where we've been. But I wanted to talk about Krampus. And
spoiler alert.
Yeah.
I want you to talk about Krampus.
We're going to talk about Krampus now. Okay. He, even after all the pagan and Odinist stuff that you want to talk about.
Yeah.
He was around. Like, he made it through all that.
He survived?
Oh, yeah.
He's too cool not to be honest.
He was known as Sinterklaas.
Oh.
St. Nick's partner.
They're a team.
They were a team.
Tag team.
It fell apart, I want to say, in the late to mid 1800s.
No.
But up until then, Krampus
That's so long to be a team.
Oh, yeah. They were a team.
Damn it.
It was socialism that seemed to kind of force him out.
Oh,
the damn communists.
God.
Mm-hmm.
Just as the world is coming around to socialism again, you find out it killed Krampus.
Yeah. Who would have thought?
Thanks, Karl Marx.
Yeah.
Cool.
So, Krampus.
Get into it.
If you haven't seen depictions of him, they vary.
You will.
But there's some very noticeable things about him.
Okay.
He's hairy.
Yeah.
Typically brown or black.
Ah.
Half man, half goat.
Goat part is important.
Yeah, he's normally got huge horns, like a lolling tongue, like just kind of hangs out of his face.
Yeah.
Some fangs.
He's a hit with the ladies.
Mm-hmm. Carries, well, let's talk about his feet.
Hmm.
One is cloven, like a goat's foot.
Yeah.
And the other one is typically a human foot.
Ooh.
Yeah. Just kind of weird.
The hoven foot is more cool.
Yeah. I mean, you should pick one, man. Like, just, why both? It's weird. It's got to make it walking awkward.
You know what would be worse? Hmm. Well, yeah, right. Pick one. What if he had one cloven foot and one human foot? Oh, I don't like that at all.
That's what he has.
He's got one of each?
Yeah.
Like one is human?
Yeah.
And one is cloven?
Yeah.
Oh! That's fucking gross.
Yeah, that's typically what he's known to have.
Fuck you, Krampus.
And I couldn't figure out what the mythology or symbolism or anything behind that
was.
So
when people would make their art or illustrations of Krampus,
yeah,
they were just like, I'm going to pick one.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that illustration or drawing ever.
Well, you know, I hadn't. Either until I went back and I looked at some of the paintings that I'd seen of him.
Okay. And
then you're like, wait a minute. Holy shit. He's got two different feet.
Is it some kind of weird, perception filter? Like if you're not looking for it, you don't see it. But when you look for it, it's sudden.
Maybe it's just because so much of it takes your attention up in like his demonic like face. And,
right.
Like, he's normally abducting children, which we'll get to. Stuff like that, like that I don't typically look at his feet.
Well, because most of the drawings are like, you could juxtapose like Satan and Krampus. Like the two, they use the same symbolism in a bunch of different ways.
Right.
And I mean, there's no way like Christians didn't jump on that for Krampus because you'll tell me.
Yeah.
But I know a chunk of information, but I feel like there was an intentional like to make them two look similar, because they share a lot of the same qualities.
Right. So, that's some of the, and they vary. So, some of them are going to show, like, cloven feet and stuff like that. And, but then, some of the symbolism that they changed after Christianity, because they think this was around the same time as Odin and everything. And I'll get that after we touch on the visage of Krampus. So he carries chains and some of them, it has bells on it.
Oh.
Yeah. And he's said to like kind of shake his chains and stuff like that. Know he's coming. And he's also known to carry bundles of branches.
Yeah.
And you know what he does with those branches?
For those that don't.
He slaps the shit out of kids with them. That's what he does. He just hits kids. And he is demonic. He also typically has a sack or basket strapped to his back.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah. You know what he does with that?
For those that don't.
For those that don't know.
Yeah.
He throws the evil or naughty children into that basket.
Yeah, fuck you, naughty kids. Get in my goddamn basket.
Yeah, that's after he's probably hit him with his switch a couple times.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, no, this isn't doing it. And now I'm going to drag you down to hell.
Yeah, welcome to hell. Or, oh, my God.
So he drags him to hell, or he throws him in the nearest river in the basket. It's also said that he eats them sometimes.
All right, Krampus. Now you're just, now I feel like your supervisors are watching. You're like, I could eat this kid.
Yeah.
You know, the especially
Saint Nick's dropping coins down that potential prostitute's window again.
Yeah, potential prostitute.
I could probably eat this kid while he's not here.
Go on.
So, Krampus. Mm-hmm. The origin of Krampus is they throw it back way predating Christianity.
Most things predate Christianity.
Yeah, and they believe he was the horned god of the Wiccans.
Oh, man.
So...
you're going to make me change my pants this podcast, aren't you?
So the Wiccans are witches.
Of course they
essentially.
Are. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And he is the male deity of a two-deity system that the Wiccans believe in.
God, I love humans.
Yeah. But there's also rumors of him being the son of hell. Yeah, so... hell.
Yeah, man, it's a cool place.
Yeah,
cool person, I guess.
It's a little different in Norse mythology. It's kind of like the North Pole, really. Maybe a little bit more undead people roaming around, but in spirits.
What?
It's just a frozen wasteland, which is where we kind of throw Santa Claus at, though.
And honestly, why else? Ignoring this mythology, why else would we throw Santa Claus into a frozen wasteland where potential zombies exist?
Yeah.
The undead?
I believe they're called Draugr in Norse mythology. But
I consider myself a well-learned man. Maybe that's on me.
Yeah.
But I've never heard that term in my life. Draugr?
Really?
Yeah, I haven't, honestly.
You haven't played enough Skyrim. Don't touch it. It'll become, it'll just... just don't touch it. Yeah, so hell. Son of hell. Grandfather or grandson of Loki.
So their great grandpa would be Santa Claus.
Their great.
Or, well, you.
Great. Or their great uncle?
There's a clarification you should make.
I think. Yeah, in what's modern. Well. Marvel has kind of changed things a little bit.
They've taken over.
And Thor and Loki are brothers. And in the actual Norse mythology, Odin and Loki are brothers. But yeah, so, you know, Krampus.
Yeah.
It's related to Santa Claus. But for the longest time before that, because Santa Claus, you don't typically see a giant demon patrolling behind him, shaking bells and chains and all that stuff.
Because people are stupid assholes. Imagine how cool Santa would have been if he's got a fucking little demon following him around.
Right, yeah. And part of it is, you know, from what I can gather, and I'm throwing some of my own take on this into here.
You know what I want to hear? Your take.
Yeah, so Krampus mm-hmm. is a demon.
Yeah.
Who hangs around with the saint.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that.
And so one thing I did read is that the chains that he typically carries and has bells on that he rattles and shakes and stuff to intimidate children were later added. They don't think that was part of the original mythology, and they think that was Christians taking that and trying to signify that he was bound. There was the devil being kind of... wrapped up and
Christians, get out of here. This is not where you belong. Come on, just
yeah. But then if you think of coal, you know, hellfire, coal.
That part is
so now Santa's handing out coal.
Yeah,
instead of dragging his demon friend around to whip people.
Santa enlisted the coal subcontractors and fired Krampus.
Yeah. Yeah. So, God yeah. damn it. So, St. Nick was yeah. the last time you see Krampus being really in the limelight.
Don't you think, for how fucked up like humanity is, at one point they're like, Krampus for the kids, too much. Can't, that's too much. Replace him with coal.
Yeah.
It's fine. Powers yes. are trains now.
Yeah, St. Nick was only associated with the good, and Krampus was only associated with the bad. So people, you know, you knew if Krampus was coming for you, because you have St. Nick's Day, which is December 6th, if you're not familiar.
I believe when I was in fourth grade, I knew, because that was like the year I found out about it, and I was like, hey, Mom, putting my shoe in my bed, give me some fucking gifts. I just want to point out, and my mother in her head was like, well, you're an ignorant fucking child. Fine, I'll give you some goddamn candy. I hope you're fucking happy. It wasn't hypothetical.
Well, what she should have done is the night of December 5th, which is Krampusnacht.
No! Krampusnacht!
She should have put a birch stick in your shoe at the end of your bed. Let you know you're an evil little shit.
That's what I deserved. That's what I deserved.
Yeah, so that, so December 6th, St. Nick's Day.
Okay.
December 5th.
Yeah.
Krampusnacht.
Krampusnacht.
Which is still a thing, actually. And I found that out.
Europe's cool sometimes.
Yeah, Europe, it's the Germanic area. Still Austria and Germany, mostly from what I saw. And maybe some northern stuff from there. But they still, people dress up as Krampus and roam the streets. And it sounds pretty rough. Like, they hit you with sticks.
Damn
like,
it.
Yeah. And some of those costumes are wild, though. Like, yeah. And it sounded like I read a few, like, tourists that went over there for it. And they were like, oh, it's going to be cool. They're like, no, it fucking hurt. I got welts all over my legs. And like,
for as much as America is hellfire and brimstone and the, all the, like, religious revolutionaries that came over because no other goddamn country wanted them, like, you're fucking insane. The fact that Krampus and, like, demons didn't come with us, that's, I mean, because it's not ingrained in our society. It's almost fascinating.
Oh, yeah.
Because, like, it make more sense for us being fucked up to gravitate toward the demons, but we don't.
Right. And, I mean, that kind of brings me to everything I was saying here is just, like, if you think of all of the names that we know Santa Claus by.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what got me through all this was Kris Kringle.
Yeah. What's he about?
It's just
what does that mean?
I didn't touch on it too much because it is a there's a variation of it.
Well, there's a
it gets different.
There's a bunch of different. God damn it! Just so we can relate.
The Bellsnickel.
Go on.
Is another version of
this
Christmas time stuff. There's a whole lot on him. And we'll touch on it maybe again in a year or so, or
we could.
You know,
yeah, right.
It's a lot. There's so much between all this Christmas stuff and...
Well, just because we're bros and this is what we're doing, like, when you research a topic, there's all these cool little rabbit holes. You're like,
I could have gone on forever.
Maybe I'll tumble down here. But it's like, well, maybe I want to talk about, hypothetically, like, I want to talk about Norse mythology here. Because you could have exploded into just Norse mythology talk.
Oh, yeah. And I love Norse mythology.
I know. So. Guess what? I want you to tell me about Norse mythology. And then we'll come back. And then it explodes in this whole other realm of Krampus and God knows what else. It's wild.
Yeah, I ended up starting my research here with solely wanting to do Krampus. And I think I focused more on Santa Claus than I ever have in my life.
Honestly.
And it was wonderful.
Well, this is Weird and Feared. If you want to email us your cool ideas, you can email us at weirdandfearedpodcast@gmail.com, anchor.fm/weirdandfeared to subscribe and give us a little donation so I can buy cool books to read to Zach. And
yeah, and I need cool books now, too, because the internet is not good for researching anymore, apparently.
Hey, guess what? I'm going to retcon what I said. And Zach also needs cool books. Like, literally, I just want any money that comes to this podcast will just be used for cool books. That's all. That's
researching more for this podcast.
Seriously, because it's fantastic. Well, it's a weird thing to say for a Christmas episode, but stay spooky.